Hunter fired up the winch and then lifted the cage up and over the side of the boat. Anya watched as the buoyant tanks kept the cage floating on the top of the water. Cole looked at it for a moment and then nodded.
Time to go.
I'll be keeping an eye on the scope.
Cole bit into his regulator, glanced at Anya, and then stepped overboard, disappearing into the cold ocean water. Anya watched the foam from the splash fade into a sea of bubbles from Cole's scuba gear. She could see him settling into the depths, looking all around him to make sure the immediate coast was clear.
He okay?
Anya saw Hunter watching from the stairs. She pointed at Cole's head, which was visible just below the surface.
Seems fine. He's just making sure he's settled, and then I imagine he'll be in better shape.
Okay.
Anything on the scope?
Jack says it's clear.
You trust her?
She knew Jock and doesn't want that to happen to anyone else on this trip. You let me know if Cole gets too far away. The only thing keeping him connected to the boat are those heavy ropes securing the cage to the back. If those get cut, then he's out there alone.
Cut?
Just make sure they don't.
Anya moved back to the side of the boat and saw that Cole seemed to be checking in all directions. But she saw nothing from her perspective that would indicate that something was down there with him. Certainly nothing like the giant shark that had appeared on the scope. Anya leaned against the gunwale.
Maybe this is all a mistake. Maybe that was a whale that just didn't breach while we were tracking it. Sperm whales can dive for up to 40 minutes on one breath of oxygen. And we didn't watch the screen all that long.
Jock had clearly been torn apart by something, but it didn't have to be a shark. Maybe it was a killer whale. Anya had heard they could be dangerous to humans. She turned and looked at the cage again. Cole was hovering mid-depth and seemed fine.
What?
Anya's instincts were already hauling her away from the side of the boat as the giant head breached the surface, showing a huge gaping maw of serrated teeth. Cole had turned toward the commotion, and even at a distance, Anya could see his frantic movement as he registered the massive fish in the water. The dorsal fin broke the surface and stood fully 3 feet out of the waves.
Hunter, look at it!
Jesus Christ, that's huge!
How big is your boat?
Just over 100 feet.
How big would you say that fish is?
Maybe 40 feet.
It's heading for Cole!
Anya watched as the dorsal fin sliced through the water. She could see Cole shifting in the water to brace for the impact. Anya thought the shark lifted the cage almost completely out of the water. Cole's body seemed to bounce off one side of the cage. Hunter started working on the ropes, undoing the knots that held the cage in place.
Haul him in!
Anya and two other crew members helped him.
Jax!
Yo!
Get us closer to the cage! We've got to help Cole!
Roger that.
Anya saw the churn of ocean water kicking up white as the Seeker reversed course. Hunter had his knots undone and started hauling the cage toward them.
Where'd it go?
Anya frowned. The dorsal fin had vanished.
I don't know, but we've got to get Cole back here. If he was knocked out by that ramming, he might drown.
They yanked on the ropes, and slowly the cage started coming toward them.
That's it. Reel him in.
There was a sudden spray of water as the shark's head broke the surface again and its teeth sliced through the ropes.
Shit!
Hunter ran for the gaff and leaned out, trying to hook the edge of Cole's cage, which floated just out of range.
Get down!
Anya yanked him back as the shark raced through the expanse where Hunter's body had been a second before.
Jax! I need us back at that cage now!
Hunter got the winch hook ready and handed it to Anya.
As soon as it comes in range, hook it and I'll get him out of there.
Got it.
She watched as the cage drifted closer. She could see the dorsal fin still cutting through the waves farther away from the ship. The crew was watching in awe as they saw the fish circling.
Get ready, Anya!
It's coming back again!
Anya risked a look and saw the dorsal fin turning back toward the boat. It was on a direct path to intercept Cole's cage again.
Hunter!
Almost there!
She could see Cole drifting in the water, but he seemed unresponsive. He must have been knocked out against the bars when the shark hit the first time,